Phil Borgick's livelihood depends on healthy hogs, and when Arctic winds whip against the walls of his barns where hundreds of tiny piglets spend their first days, it means burning a lot of propane.
And so if it gets below 73.5 degrees, the heater kicks on. If it gets above the 73.5 degrees, then my fans kick on. It keeps that room within a very narrow range of temperature.
Borgick burns liquid propane, LP, from September through May to support his young pigs. His farrowing barn in Nokomis, Illinois, between Springfield and St. Louis, goes through about 2 semi-truckloads of LP each year. He buys as much as he can in the summer when demand and price are lowest.
And so we'll go into the winter then with our tanks full. But because this winter has been so cold, I'm done with my contract at LP.
Borgick paid under $2 per gallon last summer, but he's now looking at prices closer to $5, thanks to supply hiccups around the nation. Each month, Borgick delivers hogs to meatpacking giant Smithfield Foods, owner of Farmland brand bacon. In his business, you can't tack on your fuel costs, even if they more than double.
The marketplace sets it, or we're under contract, deliver for a certain price. So it comes off my bottom line. My gross doesn't change, and just my expenses are going up.
It's not just pork producers who rely heavily on propane. Poultry farmers in the Midwest are struggling too. Steve Olson is with the Chicken and Egg Association of Minnesota.
We haven't heard of any losses yet, but one thing that does happen is that, you know, if the birds get cold, they get more stressed, and stress can lower their immune system and bring on the potential for disease.
Many propane dealers have been forced to ration customers, only filling some of their tanks to make sure others don't run out completely. The polar vortex is partly to blame for the propane shortage, but so is the cold and wet harvest season last fall. It's hard to store wet grain, so elevators often fire up propane heaters before shipping. Here's University of Illinois Extension Specialist Russell Higgins.
The crop just simply did not dry, and part of that is because it was late planted. We just didn't have the weather to dry that grain any further.
And with states from Oklahoma to Maine extending emergency declarations for heating fuel, Higgins doesn't see the propane pinch easing anytime soon.
Looking at the forecast, and we had a nice 15 degrees below zero morning this morning. The demand is certainly going to stay there.
In his farrowing barn in central Illinois, farmer Phil Borgick adjusts heat lamps suspended over squealing piles of week-old piglets. Borgick is closely watching the price of propane. He knows that before May, he'll have to dip into his reserve fund to keep his little hogs warm, as he puts it.
Suck it up and write the check. There's really, you just have to cut somewhere else because you've got to have it. It's not something that's an option. You have to have it.
Borgick says he'll have to put off repairs on the farm or make other adjustments in order to weather what he calls the perfect storm that's driven propane prices up 300% since he last filled his tank. For the WUIS Harvest Desk, I'm Peter Gray.